Welcome back to Internet Frenzy.
Welcome back, y'all. We're so happy to be here. We're going to jump right into last week's theme was the I loved you, then I Googled you. So we had four stories there. So the first story was my husband was arrested at the airport. Second one was OP discovers his wife is having an affair. Third story was found arrest records for the man I have been dating. How can I safely end things with him?
Terrible.
And then the fourth story was, I just found out my boyfriend's wife thinks he's dead and I don't know what to do.
Which one was the fake, y'all?
They were so good ones. Like, so many good ones. Lord number four. What's that Shrek quote where it's like, number four? Oh, shiz. I'm going to get hated on so hard because that's like such a classic. Have you never seen that?
It's been a long time. I haven't seen Shrek in a very, very long time.
Oh, I have to look this up right now.
No, you can't. We got way too many things to do.
No, I literally have to.
No.
Oh, it was pick number three, my lord. Was it that?
Pick number three, my lord.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three. Lord Farquaad, you've chosen Princess Fiona.
You're going to kill me.
There we go. That's really cool. I'm so glad that we went through that. And number three, my lord.
Yeah, no. Have you seen Shrek?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, Shrek is literally the best ever. But yes, number four was the fake.
Not number three. So
don't pick number three.
I don't know why Shrek is even involved.
Oh, but I'm really excited for this week's episode. It's going to be a freaking banger. So let's get to it, Joe.
That's it. It's going to be essentially the best of the weeks, but the title is Hot Takes and Cold Feet.
Oh, snap.
So it's going to be some of the best stories posted this week on MIBA Hole and Relationship Advice.
Oh, my gosh.
Just bringing you the heat only, the stuff that you guys love.
Yes, it's going to be a good episode. So strap in. Let's get to it.
Let's jump right freaking in. You mind if I bat lead off? I think it'd only be right.
I think it's right because it's so wrong.
Okay, this one's good. Am I the a-hole? Boyfriend peed the bed and is mad at me for my response.
That's just disgusting.
My boyfriend, M27, and I, F23, just moved into a new house and bought a new mattress. Last night, I woke up to a wet feeling under my arm and hand.
Ew.
My boyfriend was already up and in the bathroom. When he came back, I asked him if he spilled something in the bed or knew why it was wet. He told me he thinks he peed the bed. I asked him again and said, wait, are you serious? He said, I think I peed in my dream and peed in real life.
You think? Like, bro, you know.
We are both half awake at this point, and I'm just surprised that he actually did wet the bed. I asked him to go grab stuff to clean it up, and he told me that it was fine. I asked him what he meant by that, and he grabbed a towel, laid it on the wet spot, and got back into bed to go to sleep.
No. No.
I pulled the covers off him and told him that he needs to go grab stuff to clean it up because I don't want it to get stained and it's a new mattress and we don't have a mattress cover for it yet. He told me that it was fine and I'm overreacting. That statement naturally pissed me off and I told him I'm not going to sleep in his piss and that's not fair to me. He told me he'd clean it in the morning and that it's not a big deal and it doesn't warrant the reaction I have.
Ew.
That was not the solution I wanted. So I took all the sheets off the bed and threw them at him and told him to sleep on the couch.
No.
It was very irritating hearing him tell me that I'm overreacting because I asked him to clean up his peed in the bed we both slept in.
Oh my gosh.
He then knocked on the door 10 minutes later asking for a new blanket because the one I gave him smelled like pee. So am I the a-hole for overreacting to my boyfriend not cleaning up the pee in the bed right away?
Oh my gosh, no, you're not overreacting. But I'm trying to think on his perspective here, because obviously the first thing you could say is like, no, he's an idiot. That's disgusting. And like, she had every right to blow up or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he was just really, really embarrassed.
Well, naturally, he's going to be really, really embarrassed.
But he also, the way she described how he acted didn't sound like he was embarrassed. He just didn't care. Like, he was, like, nonchalant about it. Like, I'm just going back to bed. It's fine.
It is appalling. It is so bad. He just places a towel over it. It reminds me of, have you seen the movie Big Daddy?
Been a long time.
Okay. The little boy pees the bed and he puts newspaper down on top of it. And then the kid's just like rolling around. It's just like making all this paper wrinkling noise.
Yes.
It's like, oh yeah, just go to sleep on it. It's fine. Not a big deal. This poor guy. So this story.
What?
Do you not remember?
I just did not know if you were going to talk about it. In this.
I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that it's probably not like a super common thing.
Yeah.
But listen, you guys, I've peed the bed in adulthood one time.
Once.
It was only one time.
It's our first year married.
Our first year married, and it was in an Airbnb.
I was at our house. I was in a bed.
No, it wasn't. It was when we were on the trip of my family, California.
California?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That was horrible. So listen.
Totally forgot.
Here's the thing. I don't know what you could attribute it to. I know I had a ton of sugar, and I wasn't used to that. And I had a dream. And in my dream, I was, like, trying to go hang out with Jordan Spieth, who's a professional golfer. And you guys, I don't even care how much hate I get for this. It's hilarious to me thinking back on this. In my dream, I was like, my neighbor is this professional golfer and I gotta pee so bad. So I gotta go pee real fast and then I'm gonna go over and like meet Jordan Spieth. And I literally woke up realizing that in my dream I was trying to hurry and I woke up, I was face down just peeing on this bed. And I was just like, there is no freaking way.
Did you wake me up?
This just happened. I began the whole cleaning regimen, like stripped everything back, scrubbing the shiz out of it. Yeah.
But I was asleep. So did you wake me up? I don't remember.
Well, you were asleep on your half and I was like trying to assess how much of a spot there was. My first priority was the mattress.
Yeah.
So like I pulled up the fitted sheet and was like scrubbing the mattress because I didn't want the stain. But
whoa, are you all right? Whoa, are you all right?
I think you mean to say bless you.
Oh, yeah, bless you.
Golly, ever heard someone sneeze before?
Never.
Anyways, then we threw all the sheets in the washing machine. We washed it all up proper.
I feel like you woke me up and you're like, wait, I just wet the bed. And I was like, what?
I mean, I probably did.
Yeah,
say that.
How can you?
Because that's what I did.
Okay.
And I was just like, I just peed the bed.
I'm dead.
But I had to share that because that's crazy. But guess what else? An update was posted since I found this story. Thank you guys for the quick replies. This was my first post on Reddit, and I don't use it very much. But after he left for work today, I really couldn't get the situation off my mind. I thought I'd see what y'all had to say. I'll address a few comments from the first post. First off, I wish it was fake, but I really did wake up yesterday to piss in the bed.
Ew.
And ended it arguing with my BF. My BF and I have only lived together in small stints here and there before, but this is the first time we have our own house, just us. No, he doesn't have a drug or alcohol problem, diabetes, take meds, and wasn't drinking that night. He just worked an overnight shift the previous night and was pretty tired. He's never done this before since we've been together, so that's why I didn't believe him at first. And we don't have a lot of money right now, so we got a mattress from Walmart for $300, for those of you bashing that detail, lol. We both ended up cleaning the pee after I threw the sheets and blankets at him, and I took the bed because our couch isn't big, and I really couldn't be bothered to move to the couch when I felt like I did nothing wrong. I was tired and wasn't thinking that part through entirely. Also, he is not a horrible, abusive BF. Have a fetish, etc., like some of the comments have said, and I didn't throw him out of the house. He was truly half awake and was just not responsive the way he needed to be after peeing in our bed. Anyways, he got back from work today with flowers and my favorite ice cream.
Oh.
He told me he was thinking about what happened last night all day and that he was sorry. He apologized for dismissing me, that he was disrespectful. I told him that the only issue I had with the situation was him telling me I was overreacting for me wanting him to clean up the pee. At the moment. that wasn't fair to me and expect me to be okay sleeping in his pee. Let me be clear. I understand accidents happen, but to sit there and tell me my response to needing it cleaned up ASAP is unwarranted is insane. I appreciated the gesture, and I did read what you guys said. He doesn't have any underlying trauma or alcoholic issues. He just peed the bed. I was mad at his response. I am trying to be understanding that he was tired and wanted to go back to bed. At the same time, this affects both of us. I just needed him to be responsible and acknowledge that what I said was valid and he needs to grow up. He did order a mattress cover that will be here tomorrow. So until that's on the mattress, I don't want him in the bed with me. I think making him sleep with those sheets and blankets did jolt him awake to realizing the gravity of the situation. I'm still a bit hurt from how he handled the situation selfishly and was inconsiderate, but he seems pretty remorseful, so we'll see how we will feel later. That's it for now. Thank you guys for the advice.
Oh my gosh. What a dramatic fight for a guy that just had a slip up.
Like, this poor guy just literally, like,
he's exhausted.
Let it go in the bedtime. Didn't even know.
She's like, we'll see. We'll see how he handles the next few nights. And if he's the bed, it's over.
Yeah, like, I'm not, no bedwetters up in this beat.
Hey, I understand.
Somebody said, one very important life lesson here, never use the dream toilet.
Yeah.
I can attest.
That's fair.
I can attest because that's where I was at. I was standing at the toilet in my dream and it happens.
That's funny.
That's that. I don't like her response. I think she's like, saying he's selfish and this and that. The dude was just embarrassed as heck, like just flustered.
And I just think like a dude just tired, like didn't really like think it through.
Exactly. With like
hygiene. It is disgusting though. I mean, she woke up to a wet hand and foot or whatever it was.
Freaking nasty. Like, I mean,
that's nasty.
I could never just place a towel on it and be like, back to bed. Ugh. Like there's no way.
But no.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know if he understands the gravity of the situation. Like,
that's the thing. It's like, it's not like he's bedwetting every night. So,
and he brought you flowers and your favorite ice cream. Like, so kill that pint of ice cream, and then you're going to be the one peeing in bed.
Let's kill my guy.
Oh, yeah.
Good comeback right there, huh?
I told her, didn't I?
Yeah, tell her to comment.
No, I'm not going to comment. I'll just save from here.
Love it. My husband insists on a foot washing ritual before intimacy. And I don't know how to tell him. It makes me uncomfortable.
What?
Hi, everyone. I, 30F, have been married to my husband, 33M, for almost 4 years. He's a wonderful man, strong in his faith, and a committed spiritual leader in our home. We both grew up in the church, and our shared values were one of the biggest reasons we fell in love. Recently, he introduced a new practice into our marriage that he says is inspired by John 13.
There is no way.
Oh, yeah. When Jesus washed the disciples' feet as a sign of humility and service, my husband explained that he feels this is a way for us to show mutual respect and spiritual connection before we share physical intimacy. The first time he suggested it, I went along because I could see it meant a lot to him. But over the past few months, it's become a routine that happens every time. We read scripture, pray, and then take turns washing each other's feet. I truly understand his heart behind it. He's trying to honor God in our marriage and keep our relationship grounded in service to one another. But to be honest, I find it awkward and even a little distracting. Instead of feeling close and relaxed, I feel like I'm participating in a small church service right before we're supposed to connect as husband and wife. I don't want to make him feel like his efforts to honor our marriage are silly or wrong, but I also can't ignore that this practice is making intimacy feel more like an obligation than something joyful. How could I bring this up in a way that respects his intentions and doesn't hurt him? Has anyone else experienced something like this in a faith-based marriage?
Oh my goodness. That was from relationship advice?
Yes.
Oh, leave the cult.
Okay, honestly, I think it's kind of beautiful.
No, please don't.
No, actually, is it like sacrilegious? I don't really know.
It feels sacrilegious to me.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. What do you think the Lord would actually like?
No. Let's not go there.
No. I'm saying like, no, really. Do you think the Lord would think that's sacrilegious, or would he think it's beautiful if they're like pure intentions?
Okay. Let's take this back a step because like, when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, it was a it was a, like a sign of humility and respect and love and service.
Yeah.
And like, those are all great things for a relationship. Absolutely. But for this to be a ritual before you share intimate moments, like, we're talking about completely different things here. Like a one moment with kind of the scriptural context of like, it's Jesus doing it to the disciples.
Yeah.
That's one thing. This is how we're going to like feel close to each other. It feels wrong. It's like, if you want me to rub your feet first, okay.
Will you?
I'll rub your feet, but
I love that.
I'm not going to wash them. Like, yeah, there's blurred lines.
I like it.
And this poor wife, she's like, I married this spiritual giant, this great guy. And he's just like, we will be washing each other's feet again tonight.
But maybe he is just trying to show a level of like respect and intimacy and like just like in a loving way. Am I so wrong to think this isn't like that insane? Well, I like feet.
Oh no.
So to me, this isn't like, I mean, I this is wild. It is. But I'm trying not to think he's like the most psycho, weirdest dude in the world.
No, it's not that it's psycho and weird. It's just, no, it is. It's weird. It's just weird. It's like it's not something that needs to be ritualistic at all. If you want to give your wife a foot massage, okay, that's fine. Like, you want to make sure that she gives you a foot massage too? Make sure the playing field is level? Okay, that's fine. It's the washing that is like, it just feels so not right.
Really?
And it's even like, let's just say there's two foot freaks, okay? Like, you meet your match and somebody loves feet as much as you do.
I don't. Okay, Joey from The Bachelor, he also was on a podcast with Harry. And I listened to a clip on TikTok. And he was like, he said something about how he really likes feet. And he was like, I don't really want to talk about this because everyone's going to think I have a foot fetish and blah, 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 blah. But I just genuinely like my significant other's feet. Like, I think they're cute. And that's how I feel. I never cared about feet or anything until I met Joe. And I just think Joe has really nice, soft feet. And I love his feet. But I would never do anything with his feet. And I never have. Okay, guys? So...
No, that's true, though. Never has.
But I do like feet, but I don't have, like, this, like, weird kink for feet. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, well.
Let's go back to washing.
Let's go back to her. Where she made a post saying, I'm not comfortable doing this every time. Like,
yeah.
She's like, okay, cool. Like, imagine she has to take off this dude's cowboy boots. Like, imagine they're, like, these stinky freaking feet.
Ew.
And he's just like, yep, service.
Wash them.
Like, give him a good, never mind.
You know what? I was picturing, when I'm, you know, kind of defending this guy, I was picturing him washing hers. I never really pictured her having to wash his. And I don't like the idea of her washing his.
Do you care to elaborate?
He should wash hers.
He's just like, yeah, no, he needs to...
I just like the idea of it being like a respect thing, but the fact he wants her to wash his, that's like manpower. Oh,
respect is a two-way street.
Nah.
Cool.
Just kidding. Okay, yeah, this is weird. I don't know. Let me tell you some of the comments, okay? So this comment said, look, I respect faith, but if my partner pulled out a foot bath every time we were about to get intimate, I'd start wearing steel-toe boots just to slow them down. I don't get it.
Like, steel-toed boots are like big work boots that you tie up to the top. Like, so the person's saying, like, if this had to be a thing, then like you're gonna be loose.
You're working for it. Oh, okay. Oh, I like this comment. It says, not to be irreverent, but you can absolutely still be holy without clean feet every single time. Maybe just keep it for anniversaries or special moments. I feel like that's a good compromise.
Yeah, it just, Nick, you know, it is. It's a good compromise. I'm just thinking.
You crying?
No, how's this dude going to take it? She's like, hey, maybe we could just do the foot bath thing like once a year.
Yeah.
He's like,
you,
I love it.
You have to respect me every single time.
Like, I've led us to this ritual. It just, yeah, feels freaking bizarre.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, I would love to know. There's got to be more, like, faith Christian people out there that do, like, kind of crazy stuff like this.
If there are, please, please.
Write it in.
Like, hit the comments here. Write it in. internetfrenzy@gmail.com.
Send us their stories.
We got to know.
Yeah, we would love to know, because there's got to be more out there like this.
I hope there's not.
Okay. Well, on to the next.
Comes from Am I the A-hole for vetoing my wife's car purchase in the dealership and walking her out of there without looking at the car she picked out.
That's so sad, because buying a car is a pain in the ass. And if you finally find one you love, well, that's so sad. Okay, I'm ready.
So my 29M wife, 27F, is a stay-at-home mom by her choice until the kids are old enough to go to school. Her older Honda SUV recently bit the dust when it needed some major repairs that totaled more than the value of her car. This was right at the beginning of the work week for me, so I unfortunately didn't have the time to sit with her and look at cars immediately. I told her she can do some research first and she can hold off until my day's off and we could do some research together. I gave her a max budget of $20,000, but it was flexible as she found something she really liked. In the meantime, I lent her my car, which is a Mustang Mach-E. Sick, an electric Mustang, and took public transit /Uber to work during the week. Okay, salute to you, bro.
Yeah.
Good for you. You gave her your car and you're foofing it. He says, on one of my half days, I get a call from my wife saying that I need to come to a dealership after work and look at a new car she wants. I get a sinking feeling knowing she went to a dealership without me, knowing how predatory they can be. So I ask her for the address. It's a Lexus dealer. I asked her who recommended it, and she said that one of her friends has a boyfriend who works there and that they would work out a nice deal for her. That friend happens to drive a Lexus and managed to get my wife in love with her car. I get off work and drove over to the dealership. On the phone with my wife, I locate her and this car sales professional. I ask if she's seen and driven the car. She says yes, and she likes it. I ask the salesman, how much is it out the door? He says, well, your wife and I were discussing some options. How much do you have down? I said, honey, we're not buying a car today. Let's go. She asks why. I say because he can't give us a straight answer about how much the car costs.
Yeah.
She says, hold on. Prints out the sheet. The used 2020 Lexus GX460 she was looking at was an eye-watering $56,000 after taxes, fees, and add-ons.
Oh.
I said, no, honey, that's not what we agreed on. She asked if I could at least look at the car before I left, but I said no. Salesman tried to butter me up and sell me on the car and say they could work on the price, but I just took the keys from my wife and left. Eventually, I was able to sit her down and show her some much more affordable options that wouldn't require us financing the car and going back into debt. She ended up purchasing a nice used Honda Pilot Touring she ended up liking. We have one of those.
We love it.
Pilot Elite. Oh, that she ended up liking. That car all told purchase price and then some overdue maintenance items came out to about $21,000. This incident in the grand scheme of marriage was a blip, but she did say I seemed cold and unreceptive to what she wanted at the dealership. But I defended myself by saying that the sales strategy in a dealership sometimes is to make one spouse love the car and make that spouse feel like the salesperson is on their side so that they might purchase a car from them even if it's not a good decision for the couple. Am I the a-hole for how I handled the dealership situation? Her friend is also a little upset I treated her boyfriend rudely at the dealership. But from my perspective, that wasn't my wife's friend's partner. That was a car salesman trying to put us in $800 a month worth of debt for the next 5 years.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, I think he handled it really well. Honestly, like, I think it was really disrespectful for the wife to even, like, consider going into something like that when they agreed on the $20,000. So that actually, like, frustrated me with the wife.
56 G's.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to triple what you said.
Yeah, like, no, it's fine. I'm at the dealership. I already did it. Just sign the paper. Just, like, shut up and do it. That's wild. And he is so spot on about car salesmen. They are the worst. I hate them. I'm sorry if you're a car salesman and you're listening. I don't like them. And they have screwed me over every single time because I'm a sucker. I am that freaking wife. And they do use that tactic because our car right now, our Honda Pilot Elite, That is so embarrassing. We're even saying that, but anyways.
Dude, the trim, it's cool. It's got all the stuff.
It's pretty awesome. We love it.
We got freaking swindled. So.
Yeah, we got swindled so hard because I fell in love with it and I showed my cards too early. Like, I was like, oh, I love this one. This one's it. Like, and the salesman's obviously taking all this in. So then we go to sit down and he knew that I was obsessed with it. And by this point, we had already been sales or we had been shopping for like 3 days at that point. So we were so done. We just wanted a freaking car. And he knew that. He knew that we were like finally found one we really liked. And yeah, they did not move or budge at all at the price. And the salesman was like on my side because I was like, team, let's just get it. And you were more like, no, we should talk about this.
Yeah. And like, it was so stupid. We had to buy this car before our camping trip. Like, we like had to pull the trigger before the holiday, before the 4th of July.
Yeah. So dumb.
So, yeah.
Because we wanted a new car for camping and our dogs could fit in and all the things.
But I told the guy, I'm like, dude, $1,000 off and I'll shake your hand right now. And he like goes to the manager, comes back and he's like, I'd be losing money on that. I'd be losing money at that point.
It's like, no, you're not.
What are you talking about, bro? You're saying that you're going to make $500 on this deal? Like, you're such a liar.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. He sucked, but it's fine.
Shout out Baldy.
Oh, shit.
Go and see him. Go and see him and get swindled.
Oh, that was great.
Don't edit that out.
I know. I already am planning on beeping it out, honestly.
No. Baldy, you're a jerk. The audacity of that guy, too. I'm not even start.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Okay, but here's the best part.
Okay.
Best comment says, ex-car salesman here. You are 1,000% right, LOL. Every tactic you describe is exactly what they do.
Yeah. I'm right. He's right. We're all right.
No, he was more right. You copied him.
No, I never read that comment.
No, but you copied him from before. Like, you were like, yeah, no, he's right. Because he said.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. She said, everyone's right. Somebody else said, my favorite is when I ask, what's the out-the-door price? And they say, well, the monthly payment is. Nope. Thanks for your time. That's not what I ask. Bye.
Oh, it's honestly giving me PTSD. Like, I hate car shopping. I hate it so much. Guys, we bought that car. And literally, 3 days later, Trace, after buying that car, you guys, Joe's boss unexpectedly and tragically died. And then he lost his job. So that, honestly, just car shopping in general, just I'm good on it. I don't want to car shop for many, many years.
Our PTSD is an onion. It's got layers.
You guys don't even know what we have been through in life. And slowly, each episode, we will share.
You don't even want to know.
You don't. It's been really fun, you guys.
Your turn to share the last story.
Yes. So this is off our relationship advice. My 27M fiance and I, 25F, just broke up. Suddenly he can do chores and spend money on household supplies. As the title reads, I just broke up with my fiance, my partner of 7 years. One of the major problems in our relationship was that he didn't contribute to the household. This being he didn't help with chores often, in his words, because he worked so much and he didn't spend money on supplies for the house. New vacuum, toilet paper, or trash box. However, after having broken up last week, he has miraculously resolved these issues with himself. Now he washes all of his dishes. He bought himself a ton of bathroom items, a new vacuum just for him. Ours is old and rickety, but gets the job done. Now I get that he is buying these items because he is going to move out, and he doesn't want to share items. It's just very anger-inducing because I'm wondering where all this effort and money came from. He couldn't have helped me buy things and do chores before, but now that we're done, he can. My question is, how do I not flip the hell out that he's so selfish and manipulative?
She's not over him.
She's in love with him, and she's so mad that he's going to thrive without her.
Yeah, he's going to go have a nice, clean living space, and he's going to pay for it.
No, but for real, I understand where she's coming from this whole time. I think he's doing it out of spite. He's just trying to piss her off.
Well, of course.
Yeah, he's playing games.
Like, you're going to break up with me over me not buying the ammonia? I didn't buy the pine saw. Sorry.
Nah, she has probably mentioned it to him. Knowing a girl and a man's relationship, she has definitely mentioned this many, many times, and she's had enough.
Well, if she's gonna stop the relationship over it, then you're obviously right.
Hmm. Well, there is an edit and update.
Talk to us.
My profile has a previous post with more information for those interested. He is for sure moving out in September. At least that's what he told me today. Thank you to everyone who has interacted with this post. I'm still hurting and healing, but I'm just going to remain optimistic on what the future holds without someone selfish being unappreciative of me. Last update for a while. He's not able to move out in September as previously mentioned. He hasn't gotten approved for the apartments he applied to. I don't have the funds to move out, so I'm just stuck until the start of December at least. For those asking, we both work full-time jobs. I was able to get a friend who agreed to move in once he's out. His job does pay significantly higher than mine. However, he does not pay more in bills because he screwed up his credit and bought a very expensive truck. I was also a student up until halfway through July when I graduated my bachelor's. Not bragging, but I did receive honors as I was very dedicated. Just to give you the perspective that I didn't have a lot of free time either to be cleaning up after everyone. She graduated with honors.
Wow, yeah, you must not have had any time to cook and clean, but you still did it anyway.
I personally think they're going to stay together.
Yeah, they're probably still banging.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, yeah, he can't move out until September. Like, what are you guys going to do? You're just going to hang out?
Can you imagine just, like, living together after breaking up?
And I buy a vacuum and I start doing the chores that I wasn't doing that caused you to break up with me.
I would be so happy and I would just want to stay with you after that.
Yeah, you'd be like, please stay.
I would honestly bring out the foot washing ceremony.
Yeah, you would. Again.
Like, that was actually me as OP.
Oh, true, yes. And I'm the girl and you're the guy. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my heck. Okay, well, that was my story.
Well, I liked it.
Thanks.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, Joe. Well, I like you and I like Internet Frenzy. And I love everyone that listens and stay tuned for next week's because, trust me, I say this every freaking week, but it's so good. I cannot wait.
Which one do you guys think is the fake, though?
Yeah, that's the real question here. And stay tuned, because next week, in the beginning of the episode, we will air which one was the fake, and we will reveal it. He hates when I sing.
Because it's like, you're like toxing me. You're like toxing me.
No, that sounds terrible. I'm funnier when I do it.
I don't claim to be funny doing it.
Wow, that, you got me there. You got me there. Hey, guys, there's a really funny story. Just real fast. Joe went golfing today. Of course he did. And shocker. And he was with his buddies.
Once a month.
No. And he was with his buddies. And one of the guys that was behind them in the tournament was like, Joe was going to swing. And the dude was giving Joe grief. And what did he say about your shirt?
Oh, my gosh. He's like, dude, your shirt's too big. Like, you got a great swing. You've got a great move on the ball. But your shirt's way too big, bro. And he's like, one of the other guys in the group was like, yeah, my mom has a nightgown that looks just like that.
What'd you pop off and say?
I was like, yeah, I know. It looked really good on the floor last night.
And all the dudes just died laughing. They were laughing forever. Like, they were like, dude, he got you so good.
I roasted him. His group was loving that.
Yeah. So hey. But,
hey.
They're listening.
Yeah, if you guys are listening, congrats on winning the tournament. Douchebags.
Oh, did they win it?
They did.
Oh, I hate that.
They won the tournament in the playoffs. Oh, that was cool.
Dang it.
But I'll wear your mom's shirt anytime, bud.
No, you won't. You are married to me.
If he wants me to wear his mom's nightgown, I'll wear it to go to sleep with you.
Yo, you're going to wet the bed with that nightgown.
And then I'll use it and snap it up.
Ew.
I hate myself.
Yeah, well, you should.
Well, thanks for listening, you guys. It's been a fun, wild episode. We will see you guys next week. And make sure that you tune in all the socials.
Yes.
Let us know who you think is fake.
Yes.
Who you think is fake.
And also, one last thing. Happy 1 year to us. 1 full year of Internet Frenzy from all the podcasts, all the social media posts. We are growing. It is so exciting to see. And hopefully one day we make millions. That would be cool.
Edit that out.
Well,
hopefully you guys are enjoying it as much as we are. Thank you so much for being here. We'll catch you guys next week.
Internet Frenzy on 3. 1, 2, 3. Internet Frenzy. Bye. I love you guys so much. Wash your feet.
Bye. Internet Frenzy, electric love, so trendy. Bye.
no pretending.